We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey guys, welcome in to the DNVR Rockies podcast. I'm your host, Susie Hunter, and I am joined by Yaya's producing today.
Hey, everybody's doing? Everybody's worst time of the week.
Oh, everyone's worst day of the week. No, I love doing shows with Yair because he talks a lot of shit, and so do I. So, I think that's really fun. Do you? Do you think it's fun? Yes or no?
I love doing
the show. Okay, good.
The show is really fun to do. I enjoy it quite a bit.
I hate him to say that. Thank you so much. You will get your check in the mail. guys, we've got a fun little show for you today. We're going to keep it quick too because we all have a lot going on this week. A former Rocky, according to one broadcast, played 252 games last season. It's a pretty recent Rocky too, but we'll tell you how he didn't. Spoiler alert, he didn't. Yeah, take that down. That's for later.
Talking about it right now. I'm sorry.
No, we're teasing. It's called a tease, so people stay tuned.
I am not on my A game, people. Susie brought it all today. I'm the one.
The podcast listeners will never know what just happened, but the YouTube viewers are in shambles right now. we're keeping count of games that guys play. Chris Bryant played 80 games last season, 122 games between the last two seasons. We're going to talk a lot about Chris Bryant today because, first of all, he hit a home run yesterday, and don't we love to see that? But second, where is he going to play next year? Because there is a lot of conversation about him being a first baseman, but we have a lot of first basemen and a lot of outfielders. I think the Rockies have some things to sort out. Per usual, we're going to talk about it. We're going to help them sort it out on this podcast. Today is February 27th, 2024. It is a Tuesday. It is 30 days away from opening day on the road in Arizona. 38 days until the home opener here in Colorado when the Rockies come back to Coors Field. And guys, I have great news. We're running it back. We are doing Ice House for the pregame party in Lodo this year. Yaya, are you going to be there?
Have no idea. Still talking to the wifey. Oh. Actually, she's the driving force of me going to the game.
Okay.
So if we end up going, it's because of her.
I love that. I hope you guys make it. Ice House is so freaking fun for opening day. Like, all of Lodo is just, like, crazy. And all of these coworkers here of ours are even crazier. It's so fun. It is so fun. Hey, maybe when you're at Ice House, reach for an ice cold Coors Light because they brought you this show. This is their gift to you. No, listen, Coors Light is one of those beers where, like, if I'm at a bar, I don't even need to think. Like, you just ask for a Coors Light. Like, I'm not trying to spend like $17 on some like fancy like hoppy IPA. I'm like, I want a crisp, cold Coors Light. Why can't I have that? I can have that. You can get Coors Light so many places. almost everywhere, especially here at the DNVR bar. But listen, it's baseball season. Nothing goes better with baseball than a Coors Light. I mean, please, we watch all of our baseball games at Coors Field. They're going to have those naming rights forever, by the way, until they tear down that stadium.
I found out about that deal last year, and I was like, wow. Good for Coors Light.
Good for
Very
Coors Light.
Intelligent.
It's a really good deal for Coors. And also, I think it's a good deal for the fans, too. I hate when stadiums change their name. Coors Light is just, it's here for you 24/7 in perpetuity. But listen, when you need to chill the most, grab that ice-cold Coors Light. And please drink responsibly. Please make sure you're 21 or older. And that's that. Let's also just quickly mention Circa Sportsbook. Of course, we all know about the Circa Resort and Casino because everyone but me at this company has stayed there. But they are so much fun. They've got Stadium Swim. It's like this massive TV. It's open 365 days a year. It's like such a cool pool setup. And hey, if you're not going to Circa, if you're not going to Vegas anytime soon, you can download the app at circasportsbook.com. Just like a total side note, I'm like missing my disclaimer text in the ad copy and it's really throwing me. So I am not going to do it. There's a disclaimer in the description. Thanks, guys. Okay. So anyway, let's move on. Let's talk about some actual baseball because yesterday we had a starting lineup that actually looked like a actual regular season lineup. I'm going to pull out my scorecard while I kind of talk about this a little bit. But yeah, this was a really fun game. I was having fun watching this Rockies game for a while, but then it all kind of fell apart in the eighth inning for the Rockies. It was a game against the Dodgers. This isn't even the most important Dodgers game of the week because, of course, Shohei is making his Dodgers debut today. That's a whole other thing. But this was the lineup, by the way, yesterday. We had Charlie Blackmon hitting leadoff, Chris Bryant, Nolan Jones, Brendan Rodgers, Rymack, Elias Diaz, Ezekiel Tovar, Brent Doyle, and Braxton Fulford. So, like, this, like, minus Braxton Fulford, looks like a lineup from last season. So it feels a little familiar, feels like something that we could actually see. I don't think Braxton Fulford's ready yet. No offense to him. No, nothing against him. He's like a baby, you know?
If you're hearing this, Braxton, she meant it with full confidence.
I would never.
She said no offense, and she meant it. No offense, Braxton.
No offense, Yaya, but shut the fuck up.
You hear that, Braxton? Yaya, shut up.
Yeah. yeah, this was a really fun game and until it wasn't. The Rockies had it tied up, by the way. The Rockies, like, went on this offensive run. So Chris Bryant hit a homer in the third inning to make it 4-1, and we're going to hear from Bud Black about that homer in just a second. Fourth inning, we had a two-run homer from Diaz. And then in the seventh inning, we had a sac fly that tied it up. And then Thomas Ponticelli took the mound in the eighth inning for the Rockies. And that is where it all went down because he gave up not one, not two, not three. He gave up – how many runs do you think he gave up?
You stopped at three, so I'm guessing it's four.
It's five.
Oh, you got me.
Got him.
Susie found that hilarious, by the way.
It sucks. I don't love that for us, but it happened. It happened, and if it's going to happen, it's going to be with the Los Angeles Dodgers. But yeah, all these like random dudes that I've like never heard of just like ran up the score on the Rockies. So it could have been a fun tied ball game, ended up concluding 9-4 Dodgers. In 2 hours and 51 minutes. Yeah, I'm a little depressed about that, but otherwise, I don't know, what are you going to do? So anyway, all right, I promised you some Bud Black sound on this. Okay, Chris Bryant, first of all, we did see him play at first base, more on that in a sec, but Buddy really likes what Chris has been doing at the plate, especially this spring training. But here is what he had to say about Chris Bryant in yesterday's game.
KB's been swinging the bat well. You know, the first game he played, a couple good swings, foul balls that were home run distance. And today he kept one fair, but I like his at-bats. I think that he's an all-field hitter. I sort of like it best when he's hitting the ball to the off gap, but he's capable of pulling the ball with power. So, again, he's a good hitter. So, but he's an all-field hitter as well.
Yes, shout out Chris Bryant for getting the rocks on the board yesterday. The funny part about yesterday's lineup, Elias Diaz was the DH, and Braxton Fulford was the catcher for those first six innings. Drew Romo took over, and Drew Romo also hit a double. That double resulted in no runs, but still, it was a double. We love to see the young guys hit. Why are you laughing?
I'm trying to just laugh at things. Susie's reaction to things in studio was very different than on camera. And she does a great job of, like, being very personable. But, like, you see her in person, it's just, like, giggle fest with her at times.
Oh, my gosh. Are we just, like, in such a silly, goofy mood over here?
It feels more like a slumber party.
Ooh, yeah. You know what? I like to think of this as a little party brought to you by Coors Light. Yeah, losing pitcher, Thomas Ponticelli. We just got him, by the way. He was picked up in the minor league phase of the Rule 5 draft. I saw Rule 5 draft, and I was like, no. Minor league phase. That means we don't have to put him on the 26 man or anything like that. That would be aggressive.
Baseball has so many weird rules, man.
Dude, it's so weird. Like, even you could cover this game forever, and you're never going to know all the rules.
I get it. It's a fun game. I love it. It just, I don't even like the real rules we have in the U.S. Like,
yeah. There's honestly too many rules, too many laws. Like, I just, like, I'm here for anarchy. You know what? The question of who's gonna play first base is a little bit of anarchy, by the way. We got to talk about Chris Bryant. Aren't we all wondering where he'll play? When he's healthy right now. He's feeling great. Listen, I hate that we have to say that, though, because, again, the past two seasons has been a bummer for all of us. We've been disappointed not seeing him play enough. He's disappointed because he wants to play. He just wants to do his job. But, yeah, we've learned a lot. We talked to Bud while I was down in spring training, actually, asked about the first base issue because – We've got KB, we've got Montero. Montero can really only play first. Chris Bryant can play first and the outfield. And there's just, we've got way too many things, way too many options for these guys. But anyway, Yaya, do we have the sound loaded from Buddy? All right, here is how Bud Black answered the question of who's going to play first base.
I want to talk about first base because it seems like the Rockies have so many options. We're going to see two of them today in each of the games. But how do you make room for all of these guys who seem to be very good at first base?
It's a fair question. And we've talked about that, right, how this impacts the eventual roster. But, you know, a lot of it's performance-based and what we see. But the main thing is the versatility that a couple of these guys bring. Like, let's take KB, for instance. We know that KB... last year, when we signed him a couple years ago, it was primarily to go to the outfield. And that's still in play. So the first base outfield combination with KB is there as well. Tolia, college outfield, college first base, athletic defender. He's got that capability too. He played both last year. He played in the outfield and he played first. Montero, primarily first. Goodman, if he's into the mix, first base and the outfield. Charlie in the outfield, Bouchard in the outfield. So, what I'm saying is that the ability for a couple guys to go to the outfield opens up a spot, potentially for Montero because he's a first baseman. So there's and if you mix in the DH spot, with those guys, that's where, that fluidity of that right field, first base, DH, you know, the combinations. It's not as difficult as it might look with the names.
Okay, so yeah, just to emphasize, okay, so Chris Bryant was signed to be an outfielder, and that is still an option for him, but we already have a pretty full outfield. We've got Charlie Blackman, we've got Sean Bouchard, who we didn't even get to see a lot of last season because of that biceps tear. We've got the Gold Glover, Brenton Doyle, the fourth in Rookie of the Year voting, Nolan Jones, and then we've got KB in the mix at first base too, but El Hierros Montero is also in the mix there, who can only play first or he can DH. Michael Tolley is in the mix also as that first base outfield combo. Same deal with Hunter Goodman. So how are these guys even going to make the team with all of these other guys in their way? So at any given game, Chris Bryant, Michael Tolia, Hunter Goodman, if they're in the outfield, that opens up an opportunity for El Hierros Montero to play. And that DH spot will also open up more playing time for Montero, too. I actually made a really helpful illustration. Yaya, I would love it if you could pull that up for our YouTube viewers. It's giving Pepe Sylvia. I felt crazy describing this just now.
I mean, and you're not even, like, considering the young guy like Zach Veen, who want to break into the first team, and, like, he plays outfield, too. And it's like, at some point, like, the surplus of players needs to become pitchers. How do you do it? I don't know. That's not my job, but, like, that's what needs to happen.
Right, okay, so, like, I mean, nothing, okay. I love El Hierros Montero. I think he can mash. I think he's a good guy. I think he's a great athlete. But I think he would just be so much happier somewhere else. He would have so much more playing time somewhere else. And great point, a surplus of all these position players, but what we need is a surplus of arms in that bullpen, or just arms for the rotation. Oh my gosh, like, this is like, again, it's giving hoarder energy. Hoarder energy is what the Rockies have.
It feels like Bill Schmidt knows how to get outfielders and position players, and he's like, I'm just going to stack those up because that's what I'm good at. Then the rest of it will figure out itself. But, I mean, that's not how you build a team, right? Like,
it's just, it leaves me scratching my head. So here are some questions that, of course, I still have, too. Is Montero going to get enough playing time? Is Michael Tolia or Hunter Goodman, or either of them, going to get playing time? Is this a first base jam or an outfield jam?
I think it's one of them is a peanut butter and the other one's a jam. And the sandwich is Bud Black and Bill Schmidt trying to figure it out at the same time.
Of course, like, none of this is really even that concerning. If Chris Bryant, is he even going to be healthy enough to clog up the system enough?
If Chris Bryant can perform like an all-star, and I don't mean like a all-star just because your team needs an all-star, like an actual legit all-star, This is not even a conversation, right? You probably trade Montero, try to get some pieces back for the farm, try to get pitchers. You have to have Nolan Jones play because Nolan Jones is the guy of the future, if you really believe that. You have Doyle out there, too, who's a Golden Glove winner.
Yeah.
At some point, like, Charlie Aldo has to retire and become a coach for the Rockies.
He will never retire.
He has to become a coach
for the
Rockies.
He will never.
I believe that at this point.
I think we've still got a couple more years of him.
And that's the thing, right? But, like, you were saying, like, you need other positions more than you need outfield and first baseman. So, like, if Chris Bryant's great, like, okay, that's soft a little bit. But if it's all guys that are, like, middling, you're just going to end up in the same problem two, three years from now again.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, these are guys, like, these are, like, good players that you could really get something back for. We don't need all of them. Poor Bud Black is like, I don't know how to juggle all these.
He's going
it's
up
like,
to,
I didn't decide on all of this.
He's going up to Chris, do you know how to pitch? You got two good innings in you, bro.
No, they're not going to ask Chris Bryant to pitch, but they're going to be like, hey, Michael Tolia, you're tall. Can you throw some pitches, maybe? Hey, you could be a Gold Glove first baseman, but, like, let's throw you in the bullpen. Why the fuck not? I hope we figure it all out. I really, really do. You know what you don't have to figure out is how to get a good deal at Circle K, because they have the inner circle, okay? They have the Inner Circle. It's totally free to join, easy to download. You can use the QR code that's right on the screen, or there's a link in the description of this podcast. Your first five fill-ups are your first five fill-ups of gas are going to be 25 cents off a gallon. That is such a good deal, okay? I don't even know how you haven't signed up already if you listen to me say this, like, you know, a couple times a week. But head to the link in the description. All you need is an email and a phone number to sign up for the Inner Circle. And you know what? I would just be so sad if I didn't mention all the amazing events that we have coming up. We have some really cool stuff. Thursday, Avs watch party with Avalanche alumni. Are you telling me that like former Avs guys are going to be here in the house?
Yeah, I think Adam Foote's coming by.
That's really cool.
So if you're not going to come watch anybody else, at least Adam Foote's worth it.
All right, you could meet like a famous person. March 2nd, there is a Nuggets watch party with a raffle for some DNVR swag, $4 Outlaws, by the way, and Miller Lite specials. And that is a Lakers game too. So don't go to LA. LA is dumb. Just like stay here at the bar. And on the 1st, is that Friday? No, I don't know the days of the week. I think that's Friday. It has to be Friday. The rugby team, American Raptors, they are all going to be in-house watching. It's a watch party. They're going to be in the house. You can win some DNVR swag. You can win some Raptors tickets to go watch them at Infinity Park. And it's happy hour from 4 to 6. But hit the events tab at thednvr.com to find out all the fun things we have going on. Oh, yeah, we also have some Rockies takeovers that are, like, on the books, too. Like, three of them. May 25th against the Phillies. July 20th. August 17th, that's against the Padres. That's Todd Helton Day. Hopefully he'll have the gold ring around his number. His number that has already been retired for many years.
Well, he deserves it.
He does deserve it. I'm just emphasizing that we know his number's been retired. We would never make that mistake on a previous show.
We never have done it. We never will. We know what's right and what's wrong. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, please. We're not gaslighting. We're just keeping it real. Okay, we got to talk about today's upcoming spring training game. Ryan Feltner is on the mound, and that always makes me really happy because his journey to come back from a catastrophic injury is nothing short of incredible. But he's excited to get back out there on the mound. And yes, he's still painting. And I think his artwork's really cool. He posts it on Instagram all the time. He's been giving it as like gifts. I think he's like, oh, I still need to like, he's like, I still owe a lot of people some paintings. Everyone wants one. Everyone wants one. I want one. I'm not going to ask for one, but I want one. I have art.
I mean, art from a professional athlete's kind of cool, right? It's like if you have a framed picture of Randy Johnson's like photography that he gave to you personally, it's kind of dope. Like
that would be so freaking cool. Like no one wants like a painting from me. No one wants that. No one wants that. But yeah, Ryan Feltner is taking the mound. Here's the lineup for today. Hitting leadoff, we've got Sean Bouchard playing left field. Elijah Montero playing first base. Yeah, we're watching. Michael Tolia is going to be out in right field. Hunter Goodman, the DH. Bradley Zimmer is out in center. Julio Carreras at shortstop. Jacob Stallings going to catch. Sterling Thompson's going to be at second base and Warming Bernabeu at third. So we're going to get to see some good prospects. We're going to get to see Montero at first base, Tolia in right, Hunter Goodman at DH. We found room for all three of those guys. But if you add one more name in there, it all falls apart. It's too many guys. I love depth. I love options. Don't get me wrong. But at some point, we might be holding guys back.
That's the issue, right? You also got to do good by the player at some point.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. You're cooking.
I thought she was going to, I think she thought I was going to talk longer. So she's like,
No. I'm thinking of our old friend, Garrett Hampson. you know, who plays for the Kansas City Royals now, just signed a deal with them in this most recent offseason. Last season he was with Miami. Garrett Hampson is not in the lineup today. He's not even on the roster for today's game. So I'm a little bummed that he's not going to get to play against his former team and see his friends. But maybe he's too tired from going viral yesterday. This was freaking hilarious. Let's just keep in mind, this is spring training for all of us, not just the players, but, you know, all the media too. The Bally Sports broadcast put up some crazy stat numbers for his last season with Miami. 276 batting average, 61 home runs, according to Bally, but only 23 RBI. The math's not mathing. And all of that happened over 252 games. did he play for the Marlins and then run over to like their minor league team and like play some games with them too?
That would explain the 61 home runs and the 23 RBIs.
It's crazy. So what happened? Who knows? I'll tell you what happened. Here are the actual numbers that he put up last year. Garrett Hampson, okay, so he did not hit 61 home runs, obviously. He had 61 hits last year, okay? And he didn't play 252 games within a 162-game schedule. He had 252 plate appearances through 98 games. So the numbers weren't wrong, but all the words around them were. Guys, it is very much spring training. Very much spring training. This made me so happy. First of all, love to see Garrett Hampson going viral. He's so hilarious. He deserves it.
I really thought he was going to be what Brennan Doyle is now. Honestly, I love me some Hampson.
Yeah. Did he debut before Brendan Rodgers?
Doyle. I thought he was going to be what Doyle was.
Oh. Sorry. I could not.
We're really far away,
it's
guys.
It's so loud in here. We have like this poppin' studio audience, as you can hear them like constantly.
Hear the roar of the fans.
The fans, they're all here. This
is like literally the roar of the fans.
We have so many like physical fans, like the kind that blow air. Not the kind that blows smoke up my ass and I'm like, oh, your show's so good. No. Okay, moving on. Let's talk about some baseball headlines. Brandon Crawford signs with the Cardinals. He has spent his entire career up until now with the San Francisco Giants. So good news for us. We will not have to see him at Coors Field quite so much. We'll only see him like, you know, a few times a year. And 17-year-old... Ethan Salas is in Padres' big league camp. He was invited to big league spring training. We know that, but he was really crushing it. He was really crushing it yesterday. He's the number one prospect for the Padres, by the way. Line drive to left center for a double in yesterday's game. It's just so impressive seeing a 17-year-old able to do this. In a big league adjacent game. Sounds pretty fun. Coming up, guys, everything at dnvrlocker.com is 30% off right now, which I think is pretty freaking dope. We also have so many events coming up. Rockies takeovers are already on the books. So many events. Check those out. The show is back here tomorrow at 12:30 Mountain Time on the DNVR Sports YouTube channel. And we've got some really fun guests coming on. We have two guys that I know a lot of athletes are huge fans of. The two guys behind a company called Clubby, which is a really cool, company that hooks up athletes with housing when they get moved around a lot. It's pretty cool. Are you going to say something? Or you just like look like you're going to say something.
I was just thinking like Cole Tucker would have really used that if he wasn't married to Vanessa Hudgens.
Right? Because they can just like get a hotel and like live there for the whole season if they really wanted to.
They can also just buy homes anywhere they want. Like,
but you know what? That takes some time. You know, You can't just like buy a home. Like I can like run to the grocery store.
But it, when you're Vanessa Hudgens, you just clap and say you're in High School Musical and you get anything you want.
Listen, they're living a different life than other players, families. So for the rest of everyone where they actually do have to like, you know, look for a house. They don't have an assistant. This is a great thing for them. Yeah, they like the actual human beings, not like these people that I've put on a pedestal. But yeah, that's going to be really fun. Really cool conversation with how their business works. Aaron Shook's dad's going to join the pod because he's a cool dad, but he's also a ballpark artist. We will show you more. I'm excited. I think this is this the first time we've had a son and his dad as guests on the pod at the same time, or at just as guests on the pod. They're not going to be on at the same time. It might be. And I think that's pretty exciting. All right. Anything else on your heart? Yeah. Before we send everyone on their way.
Enjoy it. Enjoy baseball. Because no matter what, love is sports. And if you love a sport, let yourself be hurt multiple times.
Wow. Well said. Sometimes love is pain. And don't we know that as Rockies fans? Because there's a lot of love there. But with that, yeah. You know what I love to say about closing out a show?
What do you like to say, Suze?
That's baseball. That's the show. We will see you back here at 12:30 p.m. Mountain Time right here on the DNVR Sports YouTube channel. Talk to you later.